Now a story that raises questions about professional football, concussions, and brain damage. The New York Times reports today that a forensic pathologist has examined the brain tissue of former NFL defensive back Andre Waters, who committed suicide in November at age 44. The neuropathologist found that Waters' brain tissue resembled that of an 85-year-old or an early Alzheimer's patient. He concluded that brain damage was either caused or worsened by the number of concussions Waters sustained in his 11 years in the NFL. And the doctor linked Waters' depression before his suicide directly to the condition of his brain. The discovery came about through the interest of Chris Nowinski. He played football at Harvard, then became a professional wrestler until repeated concussions ended his career. Chris Nowinski joins us from Boston, and I understand you have direct interest in this. You've, in fact, written a book about it based on your own experience.
Yes, I had to retire 3 years ago from too many concussions, and I started researching it myself to figure out what was wrong with me after my memory started fading in and out, and you know, I had occasional depression and severe migraines, but the problem is obviously very considerable at the NFL level.
When you heard about Andre Waters' suicide, you decided to approach his family, and you called his mother. Tell me about that.
Yes, I read about the suicide online, and I spent the evening researching into archives in terms of Andre's history and concussions, and discovered that he had one of the most severe concussion histories of any NFL player I've ever come across. He admitted to stopping counting his concussions at 15, some very severe stuff. So after some back and forth with the medical examiner down in Florida who had the body, he gave me the contact information for next of kin, which was a mother and a sister. And I decided to call them and ask and say, I think there's a long shot, but there might be some more to this story. They said, if this can help, NFL players, and this can help kids, this can give some answers into why Andre killed himself. Let's do it.
In the case of Andre Waters, and if you stop to think about his suicide, in the New York Times article today by Alan Schwartz, it's mentioned there that he did not get the coaching jobs that he wanted within the NFL. I mean, you can easily imagine there would be many reasons. Suicide can be so mysterious. Many reasons why he might have killed himself that had maybe nothing to do with the condition of his brain.
Certainly. I mean, it's so difficult to pinpoint, why a person would take his own life. And I don't know. I mean, we could speculate all day. But the fact is that, when you have that kind of brain damage, everything is off.
How would you describe the mentality around concussions and how they're treated or viewed within the NFL?
Within the NFL, they are not taken seriously at all. I mean, from the player's attitude, it hasn't changed much since Andre was playing, when he said, I would just grab some smelling salts and go back in there. It's the doctor's job on the team to pull guys out when they're impaired. But guys should be staying out longer, and more guys should be staying out after the concussion. I mean, the NFL said 50% of their guys who get concussions in a game returned in the same game.
And a lot of them would probably be saying, I'm okay, put me back in.
Everyone says they're okay. That's not the question. Mm-hmm. They're asking the wrong questions. I mean, my issue is we're not even telling the players what the problems are. We're not giving them the choice yet. Even the announcers are watching the NFL. When a guy gets knocked out and he goes back in the same game, they're like, oh, wow, what a gutsy move by that guy. That's not a gutsy move. That guy, at that moment in time, is impaired. He doesn't know, he doesn't have the judgment to make the decision whether it's right or wrong in the long term for his life to go back in the game. B, now we're starting to understand, well, this might cost him a few years off the end of his life. It might cost him quality of life. Like, this isn't a heroic act, but these guys don't know those risks. And, that's not right.
Well, Chris Nowinski, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Chris Nowinski is author of the book Head Games, Football's Concussion Crisis.